Hey girlfriend, it's your girl Melissa, and I am so excited that you are tuning in to another episode of the Hey Girlfriend podcast. Here is where you find the real, the personal, and yes, I'm talking my personal, the good, the bad, the ugly, the relatable, the truth, the raw, the motivation, the nothing's gonna hold me back type of inspiration to kick your week off with passion and purpose. So let's dive right in. Hey girlfriend, it's your girl Melissa, and we're back with another episode of the Hey Girlfriend podcast. Okay, so there was a little bit longer time in between that I wanted to post my next episode, which is now this one. But life has just, it's just been go time. And this is not a, oh, it's January, you know, the beginning of the year, you know, type of go time. New Year's resolution type of go time. No. This has been go time since last quarter. The quarter, in other words, the ending quarter of 2022, and it's just that I'm seeing things happening now, right? So I'm a God's girl. Let me say this before I say what I really want to say. Let me say it. I am a God's girl, right? And I believe in divine alignment. You can call it what you want. I believe in divine alignment. And I believe that when you position yourself in the right place at the right time with the right mindset, with the right heart, with the right drive, those things like plans and dreams and desires and promises, these things actually happen, right? And what I mean by that, I mean, they actually happen with ease. It's like very well-oiled machinery, right? It just moves and glides with ease. There's no clanking. There's no stutter. There's no stopping. It's go time, baby, right? That's what it is. It's go time, baby. And that's why I'm like, listen, I'm in go time. I don't know what time you in, but I'm in go time, right? So I'll be sharing, you know, later on, because again, this is not something that it was just like, oh, ooh, I woke up January 1st and this happened. No. This has actually been actually more than just the last quarter. But I really had to put a pep in my step as of September, because I was doing delayed responses. Okay. I don't know who can relate. All right. Let me just say this real quick and don't click me off if you don't believe what I believe, because I'm a respecter of person. I respect their belief systems. But I just want to share this. And maybe there is something you can get out of it for your own belief system. I do believe that that God speaks. I do believe that he speaks to me. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that I am a delayed responder. I am not a first responder. I am a delayed responder. In other words, I'm like, is that you? Was that me? Is that for real? Nah, that, listen, I go back and forth, right? But I determined that I can't do that no more, because I was just dissatisfied. I was dissatisfied with what I knew was true about myself and my life, with what I was supposed to have achieved or dreams. Like, I don't want to get into all of that because that's not why that came on here, but it's just, I want to share this real quick, right? I just stopped with my delayed responses. And when I stopped my delayed responses, he didn't delay in his response to my response. Okay, so I got his full support. So when I tell you that I believe in divine alignment, and it's not about God aligning with me, it's about me aligning with him. And when I did, and when I stopped being the child that don't listen, right? Or you got to tell me a couple times before I let, hey, I'm true to nature, okay? I was like that when I was a kid, right? I'm true to nature. I'm trying to grow past that, all right? I'm trying to grow past it. But anyway, what I've experienced these, you know, months, you know, leading up till now, is that he has not failed to respond to my response. And I am so grateful and I'm excited because it really is a new season. It's a new season for me. It's a new season for my mind. It's a new season for my surroundings, right? Okay. Let me get up. I got to get back. Let me get back to what I got to say because I don't plan on being here long. What was really on my heart, you know, what was late, and it was because I was just sitting here and I was just thinking about all the goodness, right? And I'm not saying that, hey, there's no issues or there's no problems. You know, all that stuff comes up in life. That going toilet was stopped up. One of them kids did something to that toilet yesterday. You know, I'm not saying there's no issues. But when you move with ease within the divine alignment, issues don't take precedence. Issues don't rob you of your focus. Like, I'm not focused on that. We're just going to get things fixed. We're going to do what we need to do, right? And that's just a minor thing. I was just, you know, being funny because there's other stuff. But it doesn't even matter because it isn't bigger. It isn't bigger of what's happening right now, of the goodness, of the greatness of what we're experiencing now. And what I really came on here to say was, I want you to take your seat and I want you to go. And I know you're probably like, wow. I was like, I want you to take your seat and I want you to go, because that's what I did. I took my seat and I left. And what I'm saying is, I had a dream. Let me put it this way. I had a dream where I was invited to a banquet, and I go to this banquet. And when I get there, you know, when you go to a banquet hall, it's decked out, you know, the table settings, everything's pretty. They got music playing and food galore and coming around and filling up your water. And can I get you something to drink? And, you know, but this banquet that I was invited to, I didn't see that. Like, I went there and I was just like, what in the, did they forget that today was the banquet day that you invited me to? And, you know, but there were other people there too. And the other people were okay with it. They were just like, oh, this is what we do. This is how we do it. And I'm just like, oh, all right. You know, because, you know, at those banquet halls, you know, they have the tables. But if you look under those dressings, those tables been around. So they got nooks and scratches and stains and, you know, but you don't see that because they got dressings on them and it looks so great. You would never think that's what beneath the table dressing. Well, they had no table dressing. So I saw all the nicks. I saw all the scratches, all the stains. And I was just like, ew, this don't even look clean, even though it was. But, you know, it was worn. So anyway, the person who was who invited us, you know, to this banquet, you know, he turned to, there was a group there. And, you know, asked them, you know, play some music and stuff. And, you know, the people were, I'm going to say, quote unquote, friendly and in harmony, because it really wasn't. It was a show, you know. It's kind of like the place that you got to go to that you don't really want to go to, and you see them and they're like, yeah, hey. But like, oh God, like, save me from this person. I don't want to talk to them, or I don't want to be around them, or, you know, whatever. And so I could see that there was no genuine, they weren't genuine relationships. And when the music stopped, that harmony and the dancing and the laughing, and it all stopped, and they started fighting each other. And I mean, like, blows. And I'm like, ooh, this is crazy. Somebody better call the police up here. This is crazy. And the person who was hosting the banquet, again, told the music, hey, play the music. They play the music, and they're dancing, and, you know, everybody's having a good time. And I was just like, oh, like, I didn't want to be there. And it wasn't my type of banquet. It wasn't the type of banquet that I would see myself hosting or that I would really attend. But then I stayed because I felt bad. I felt bad because I was invited. And I'm like, oh, I feel bad. Let me just kind of like stay, you know, a little bit, right? But then I heard music coming from another area from the, like, from that, the banquet hall. You know, they had separate rooms. And I happened to look for where I saw the music coming from. And there were people who were in celebration. And there was, it was totally different. Same banquet, like, same banquet hall, separate room. Different type of banquet. And you could see that they were in genuine celebration. And they were dancing and laughing and cheering, and the place was beautifully dressed, and there was so much food on the tables that you couldn't put your plate down. So, like, if you put your plate down on the table, you would have put it on top of all the food that was there. And I remember seeing it was like fruits and it was like healthy stuff. It was good stuff. You know, like a healthy charcuterie board, right? But a big table. So I remember looking, and they saw me look, and they waved me over, like invited me, like, come on over. And I was just like, dang, do I go? Don't I go? Because I feel bad. And I'm like, but these people over here, they going blow for blow, and this ain't my type of party. This is not my type of party. So I got my seat and I left. And I went to the other banquet. And when I was at that banquet, they was treating me like they knew me all my life. And I was like, we don't even know each other. And but they was treating me like they knew me all my life. And it was my type of people. I mean, we loud, we laughing, you know, we dancing. They had a whole dance circle going around. They threw me in there. I'm like, yes, I'm trying to catch up and do what they do. And, you know, we all sat down together and we were all eating together. And we literally couldn't put our plates down because there was so much food. And as every time we picked something up off the table, food didn't disappear. It would just replenish itself altogether. And that was it. That was it. I woke up, and I understand that dreams are symbolic and so on. But I want to tell you, that was the dream that activated within me the change my life needed to undergo. I had to change my appetite for life. I was in a place that I really didn't want to be. And I was around people that I didn't really want to be around. And I stayed in that place because I felt bad. I felt bad for the person who invited me. I felt bad for the people who were actually there and just, you know, faking it. You know, I was like, I felt bad, right? But my appetite had to change. So what I'm saying is, take your seat and go. We have to get to a point where we leave, when we leave a table, where what is being served is no longer conducive to our appetite. My appetite had to change first. I remember looking around thinking, like, this ain't even something that I would really want to be around about. I wouldn't want to be around it. This is not something that I would do. I would do, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, because we will have differences. Everybody operates differently. But I knew that my heart was much more genuine. It was much more genuine, much more loving and caring. And I'm like, I need to be around my people. Oh my goodness. You know what reminds me of the book study we're going to do? It was like, find your people. Wait. I'm not going to get onto that. Because what's really been laying on my heart is the take your seat and go. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to get on in. I'm just, because I don't have nothing prepared. Like, normally I kind of like study a little bit, and I go through just everything between different studies and science and so on. Like, I bring, you know, spiritual, everything. I try to bring it all together. But this was just something on my heart. And I said, I'm just going to get on. I'm just going to press record. So listen, ain't going to be no editing. Y'all going to get my bloops, my bloopers. All you're going to get the bloops. You're going to get the bloops today. And that's all right. Because I don't like doing all that extra stuff. I just want to be on. Listen, I ain't perfect. I come in here. I mess up my words sometimes. That's what I do. I just want to leave regular. Okay. I just want to be regular. You know, I remember when I was a kid, and when we would sit at the table, you know how they talk about how family dinner is like one of the most important things that you could do within your family, and like science and research, and they back it where it leaves positive effects within the development of your children. So it's not that you just sit at a table and y'all eat dinner together. Like, when I was at the table when I was a kid and we would eat, we wasn't allowed to talk. All right, because they were just like, you open up your mouth, you eat more air, then you eat more food. So don't talk and finish your plate. And that's what we had to do. But that's not the type of family dinner that researchers encourage. Okay, they encourage the healthy meals. They encourage the communication. Like, it's a time to turn off all things, turn off phones, you know, work. There's no work right now. We're sitting at the table. You know, we're not talking to our friends. We're not playing on apps. We're not watching movies on iPads. You know, like, electronics aren't allowed at the table. It's a, we're going to eat a healthy meal together. Kids, I want you to share your day with us. In other words, pour out everything that happened. And parents, as parents, we're going to pour back into you, right? So we're going to bring, give you some inspiration and give you some love and motivation and encouragement. You know, that's what we're going to do. That is healthy family dinner, okay? But I didn't have that growing up. And I say that to say, some of us got to change how we grew up. I was like, you know, there was things that, and I have to say, I was like, I just don't agree with a lot of things, and it's okay. You know, I don't agree with ways in which I was raised. And what I did was I changed that. I changed that because I'm a mother. And those things that I did not agree with, those things that I did not deem as healthy, and this is not me trying to badmouth my mom or my father. This is about everybody does the best that they can with the knowledge that they have and the understanding that they have. And that's it. This is no holding no grudges and you did. No. Not, it's not the unhealed trauma. This is the healed, you know, it's the healing, it's the forgiving, it's the loving. This is the healed version, right? And I'm gonna tell you right now, some of us really need to get into that healing place, because you hear this generational curse that be thrown around. You hear it all over TikTok. You hear it all over TikTok. People starting to bring around these generational curses. But generational curses come from unhealed trauma, because when you don't heal from whatever it is that came from your childhood, you only going to do the same thing. You're going to do the same thing, if not worse. You know, and so there's a few said, well, you know what, because that was that, I'm not, sometimes that trauma is the trigger, but you still got to heal from it. You still have to, anyway, let's move on, because that's going to have to be something else. That's going to be a whole nother episode. you know, so it's the beginning of the year, and everybody's like, oh, I want to lose weight, or I want to be healthy. You know, everybody has their New Year's resolution. And one of the number one things is when people talk about getting healthy and losing weight. We know that's not going to happen if we continue with the habits that we had in the previous years that led us to where we are today, all right? And it's not magic like that. It's not, oh, here it is, January 1st, let me go full motion. I'm going full in, I'm doing da-da-da. And then by January 21st, we back to the same old habits, right? We have to reconfigure our palates to crave what is healthy. And I'm saying this not just on a physical end, I'm talking about on a mental end and on a spiritual end, because my dream was spiritual. I'm a dreamer. I do have dreams. They are symbolic. And that was a thing that was corrective for me. Like, if you don't like where you sit in, if you don't like the fact that there ain't no food conducive to your palate, are conducive to your appetite, then take your seat and go. You don't need permission to take your seat. And I'm going to tell you why I didn't leave the seat. And I know why I didn't leave the seat. I didn't leave the seat because I didn't want somebody else sitting there. I didn't want somebody else sitting where I was sitting. Now, if I could have bought more chairs, I would have. I would have bought more chairs than that other, because them grapes was, I just remember it just looked so juicy, so good. Anyway, I had to take my seat and leave because I was looking out for the next person. I don't want anybody to sit in seats that are not conducive to a healthy lifestyle, to healthy living. And I'm not just talking about food. I'm talking about mentally, spiritually, emotionally. We have to take our seats and go from the tables of toxicity, from the tables of abuse, from the tables that robs us of our confidence, of our self-esteem, of our very being, of our love for ourselves. We have to take our seats and leave, and don't wait for some, and if you, no, I was going to say, don't wait for nobody to give you permission, but if you're waiting for somebody to give you permission, I'm be the one, let me be the girlfriend that do it. You have full permission. You have full permission to take your seat and go. And it's not easy. It's going to come with a cost. When you go to the grocery store, what's cheap? The food that ain't no good for you. When you go out to eat, what's cheap? Y'all seen them dollar menus? That stuff ain't good for you. But it only costs a dollar. Right? I don't know. Do they still have dollar menus? I don't know. Because everything that went up in this world. I don't even know if they got dollar menus. But y'all know what I'm talking about. We came from a dollar menu era. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Oh, gosh. But it comes with a cost. Eating healthy is more expensive. It's going to come with a higher cost. So sitting at a table that is a healthy environment, it's going to come at a higher cost. You have to lose some things. You have to lose your old ways of thinking, of being. You have to lose some people that you were around. And there don't got to be no love loss. There ain't no love loss. It's just that I got a different taste of life. And you still like that other stuff. But I got a different taste for life. I want something a little bit more healthy. I want something with a little bit more green to it. I want a little bit more greens on my plate. All right? I want a little bit more greens on my plate. It's going to come with a cost, but I promise you it's worth it. I promise you it's worth it. You know, I spent these 2.5 years really working on myself. And I say 2.5 years because it really started with my separation from my husband. That's where it really started. Because even being at that table, it groomed me. It groomed me to put up with things I shouldn't have put up with. It groomed me over time. It wasn't an instant thing. It was no. And I stayed. You know, I stayed around, you know, because you wait for people to change and you be the positive one and you do that. And this ain't going to be about him. I'm not even going to, because you don't get no airtime, sir. You don't get no airtime. We don't get no airtime up in here. But we have all gone under a grooming of putting up with and being in things that are not good for us. And our palate for life, our taste for life, our appetite for life, it needs to change. It needs to change. Our eyes needs to see something that's so much better that it actually entices us. Like, oh, I want some of that. I don't want none of this. I want some of that. At least they got tablecloths. At least they not over here trying to kill each other. I saw something that was much more appetizing. And when my eyes saw it, my insides, my stomach started to growl like, yeah, nah, I want some of that. That's my type of banquet. That's my type of party. That's how I get down. That's my type of people. That's my type of people. Take your seat and go. You ain't got to sit there. You ain't got to sit there. Take a look around. Where are you sitting? Who you eating with? What you eating? Because you ain't got to sit there no more. But when you leave, don't leave that chair vacant. Take that chair with you. Don't let nobody else sit at the table. Don't let nobody else sit at that table. We're going to be doing a book study. This book is by Jenny Allen. She is the woman, the author who wrote Get Out of Your Head. And this is called Find Your People. It's building deep community in a lonely world. And anytime we are elevating and anytime we're entering into new seasons, we gotta look and we gotta reassess. We gotta reassess who are we around, who's around us, you know, what am I investing in? Who, you know, like what am I entertaining myself with? You know, there's a sharpening that happens, there's a pruning that happens, you know. We have to go back in time and look where we came from and you know what worked and what didn't work and so on. And I don't know about you, and some of y'all, this may not be for some of you guys, but I know for me that this is an up season, and I know that there is a community that I'm being called to build, and it's true. You know, I was like, you know, we have the Love You More organization, which is our women's empowerment, and we actually have a an event coming up next week on the 21st, and we're doing a vision board workshop. Now, this is not going to be, I probably shouldn't even get into all this because we are booked. We are booked beyond capacity. We are actually overbooked. But this was something, and this is what I mean, something that was on my heart so heavily. And I prayed about it. I prayed for the people who were going to be attending, the people who were supposed to be in attendance. And within days, you know, I had it out there, like, you know, save the dates or whatever. Didn't do no marketing. I didn't do anything. I just planned it. And I went with my heart. And when I did, we had a crazy response to where I had to shut down because, like I said, we were overpacked. And the reason why we're overpacked, because I couldn't turn people away. I was just like, oh my gosh, that's all right. We're going to stretch this building, y'all. We're going to stretch this building. You know how like them Thanksgiving Day pants we wear, we can stretch. We're going to stretch the building, y'all. But it is about pursuing divine recovery. And it's going to be some work. You know, we have to go back into time and we have to heal from some things and we have to remember some things. We have to rediscover some things so that we can recover those things, right? But the first thing that I had to do in order for that to happen was I had to take my seat and go. I had to take my seat and go. And ever since then, when I tell you, it's been go time, baby. It's been go time. And I'm grateful. And I feel like a big part of me is just like, I feel very undeserving, you know, like, you know, these are the things that just come with it, you know, I'm humbled, but anyway, listen, let me not get into all that stuff, because I got to shut this thing down. I thought I was going to be here for a couple minutes. Now, I'm more than a couple minutes in. I'm telling you, take your seat and go, analyze where you at, who you sitting with, what table you sitting at, and what are you eating, and if it is not conducive to a healthy appetite, a healthy life, a healthy mindset, a healthy spirit, a healthy body, then you're going to need to take that seat and you're going to need to go. You're going to need to go. Right? All right, girlfriend. I'm going to talk to you later. Have a great week.